While doctors and nurses are risking their lives working with COVID-19 patients in hospitals, some are risking theirs working in stores and making deliveries. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel has been talking with other essential workers whose stories need to be told. In this audio postcard, we'll hear what it's like to work at a grocery store during the pandemic.
My name is Juan Ruffin Sr., and I am a butcher at Kroger's. The thing I like most is the ability to do something that most people can't do, which is section out a cow, a chicken, or a pig. It's always been a physical job. We lift slabs of meat upwards of 100 pounds constantly most of the day. So the physicality I'm used to, I enjoy that. But it's mentally now, with a lot of processing plants closing because associates having the COVID-19, we really have been limiting customers, limit of 2 on beef, 2 on pork, and 2 on chicken. If you just are randomly shopping, you don't understand why you can only get 2 packages of ground beef. Or if you have a large family, we don't discriminate. There's a limit of 2 packages because we're short on product. It's the times that we're in now.
So it's 9 o'clock Saturday morning. So exhausted that I came out to my truck for a break. The parking lot is extremely full this early in the day, which is to be expected the day before Mother's Day. Customers are extremely needy, needed a little break, been here since 5A, overwhelmed, understaffed, and extremely exhausted. That's all I got for today.
I don't get sick very often, maybe once every 15 years, maybe, tops. My coworkers, I'm concerned about them because they're concerned. When you hear, like, a friend of mine lost 2 cousins to COVID last week, when you hear someone losing family members to this, it can be disconcerting. They said that we're going to limit our capacity to half capacity, or going by what the fire marshal says. But there is not a Kroger that ever has full capacity in their stores. So you're not really limiting the customer contact. Supplies, we're fine. I just feel like if it's about keeping your associates safe, then you should require the same things of your customers that you require of your associates. I would say 70 to 80% of customers come in with masks on, but the other 20%, and my concern is a lot of those customers are repeat shoppers. I have several shoppers that come in my store every day, maskless. It's concerning in the stance that if they are carrier, then they're exposing these same people every day. I'm in contact with 500 to 1,000 people a day, just in my 8-hour shift. Going to the grocery store is a necessity. And some people are making it something to do. This is one of those things where you have to stop what you're doing so that people can heal. It's really that simple. And nobody wants to sit still. Nobody wants to take time out. Nobody wants to say, okay, this is the right thing to do. Everybody has to recognize it's not what we want to do. We have to do it because it's the right thing to do.